I can't believe that we're halfway through the show already, Amy.
It's moving. It's, you know what? It's because we know how to talk. This is why they put us on these things.
And as you told me yesterday, I have to be sure that I don't point at things or make funny faces because it's radio.
And talk into the mic.
This is true. Okay, I will do that. So we are really pleased to have Ryan Braun with us today. And Ryan is from a company that some of you may have heard of, UAvionics. He's the chief operating officer. And UAvionics just makes really cool little stuff. And I use little in a very nice way, because they have managed to figure out a way to put so many cool tools for pilots into very tiny packages. Ryan, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the Ping Buddy, which some of the folks may have seen a few years ago, but that's the old days, isn't it? What have you guys been up to lately?
Yeah, well, we've been trying to innovate on both the receive and transmit side of ADS-B. And ADS-B really is kind of our core market. We've started in the unmanned space, which is why we made everything very small. And I think quite a few people have probably heard our origin story, but essentially, we're a bunch of pilots. We were working to try to make unmanned flying safer, and specifically to work that collision avoidance angle about how drones don't hit planes and planes don't hit drones. And we realized that there was just a really big gap in the general aviation market that we were very passionate about. And so we've worked to bring a lot of that really super miniaturized technology into the GA space. And that started, like you said, with Ping Buddy. That was our first GA product we had. And it was a, you know, kind of a, I don't know, smaller than a pack of gum type of ADS-B receiver, just very simplified. That eventually built up, gained some capability, and now we work with 4Flight, and we have a product together called the 4Flight Scout that we introduced last year, which we were very proud won the Editor's Choice Award for Flying Magazine.
Yeah, I remember
this
that.
Year, yes. And this year we've introduced a update to that, or an extension of an extension of the capabilities, and that's called the Sentry. And it's a little bit more of a traditional ADS-B receiver in that it isn't just the ADS-B receive functionality, but it includes a number of other really innovative features, including a carbon monoxide sensor, as well as your GPS AHARs for synthetic vision. And it's done in a smaller package and in something that the battery life's quite a bit longer than the competing devices out there.
What inspired you to put a CO2 monitor into a ADS-B GPS function?
We're always looking at things that can increase the safety of flight. I know personally in flying, most of the aircraft still have the old chemical detectors. They're always expired. You know, it's a difficult thing to keep up. So we thought that putting it in something like this form factor was something easy for us to do, really increased the value, differentiated the solution, and it's been very, very well received having that capability.
Well, I think it's really important, I think, for Amy and I, because we conducted an interview yesterday. I don't think it's run yet, but another pilot instructor, Dan Bass, who had a carbon monoxide issue in Minnesota, and lived to tell the tale. It got pretty grisly, but he just swears now by the need to have a carbon monoxide detector, because you can't assume that it's going to happen gradually enough that you'll notice it.
Right. Yeah, and it's something, you know, there are other devices out there, but many of them cost a good chunk of what this does. So we just felt it was a great thing to add. And additionally, it interfaces with 4Flight. So, you know, we're able to show an alarm in that same interface, which is nice to have all of that information aggregated to one place.
That's what I was going to ask you. How many different modalities does it try to hit the pilot? Because one of the problems with hypoxia or carbon monoxide poisoning is that you lose the ability to deduce what the heck is going on with me.
Right.
You just know something's not right.
Yeah. And so this has both, visual indicators on the device as well as, an independent alarm. So, a beeper that essentially goes off So you don't have to be connected to the app, but certainly if you are, that is front and center. And as we know, a lot of us use that as our primary reference device, whether that, that's right or wrong, but probably looking down at that more than we are outside the cockpit.
Situational awareness. Situational awareness. That's we know what's going on. Speaking of which, you should be very proud to see that even right here in our studio, we have situational awareness of what's going on in Oshkosh. And I have to say, you guys really exploded on the scene with the miniaturization. Mm-hmm. And I was watching you. Well, you know, it's very important in drones, but people are finding that they're really looking for a compact and efficient solution to the 2020 problem.
Right. Yeah, that's the biggest thing that we've seen is people want something that's easy to install, that's small. They don't want to have to completely revamp their panel. There are plenty of people who are going to take this opportunity to do that, to do a $20,000, $30,000 panel upgrade. But you know, 80% of the population wants to be compliant with 2020. They want, you know, they want to safely participate in the air traffic control system, but they're just not willing to take that step of ripping out perfectly serviceable avionics. And we've been working in the experimental space for some time now, and we have a couple of solutions there that are, again, very small, lightweight, low power.
They work.
They work. They work great. And, you know, it's both for your RV population out there, as well as you know, a lot of the warbirds, they love these things because there's just no room to put in a new WASP GPS and a new transponder and try to wire everything up. Some of these aircraft don't have electrical systems. The high power devices that you see simply don't work. What we do is we make very efficient devices, very small devices. And you know, when we came into the market, we were told nobody's going to buy that. It cannot look like that. It cannot be small. We were told numerous times from multiple manufacturers. And we said, well, no, we think it's okay to look a little different here and to make things a little smaller and explore some different form factors. And what we've seen is that's been radically successful for us.
Yeah.
Well, then look at this. I'm holding the Sky Beacon in my hand, which must weigh...
Yeah, and that's that one's been beat to heck because it looks like you've done some experimentation on that one.
And the Sky Beacon essentially replaces the left nav light and strobe on an airplane. And as we spoke about just earlier, this is just on the verge of becoming TSO'd.
That's correct.
And if it does, that means it's going to be fairly easy to get an STC. To use this. And of course the reason you need it is that it provides ADS-B out, doesn't it?
It does. So everybody, well, not everybody, but most people need that for compliance after 2020. And I think you'll see, just like the Mode C mandate, that people will eventually filter over to that, and having equipped with that, even if they're not in an airspace that requires it always. And it really is a great safety benefit that comes from it. But there hasn't been anything at the cost and the price point, especially the total cost of ownership and installation, that made sense for the, you know, the 150s and the 172s. So that's really what this is.
And let's be serious. The part we haven't been able to tell people is the installation there are three wires hanging from the back of the Sky Beacon, and you'd essentially need a screwdriver to remove the old light, put this one on, connect the wires. And there's an app, I believe, to get the ADS-B all synced up with the N number. And what does this thing cost?
It's $1,849. And you know what we're really targeting on this is that the cost of installation is as near zero as we know how to get it, because it really is just connecting a couple of wires and opening the app, entering your N number. And then you need an IA sign-off for the installation.
So, see, now that's paradigm changing. And I have to believe that in the TSO process, you had to explain new paradigm.
It's been a process. And the FAA has been extremely cooperative and extremely helpful because, you know, there's a shared interest here, both for the consumers, for the regulatory folks, and for industry, to offer solutions that will allow people to equip, to not scrap their airframes. You know, and I've flown in clubs before where we've had a dozen aircraft, none of them even had VFR GPSs. The concept of putting $4,000 even $3,000 probably into all of these aircraft is not going to happen. And the shop backlog that occurs from needing to take the airplane down for a week, sometimes 2 weeks, to install this just doesn't work, because you have to install GPS antennas and new transmit antennas. And anytime you poke a hole in an aircraft, it gets real expensive. So that's what we've tried to do here, really bring that cost down. And we can send someone out to an airfield to do a whole fleet in just a few minutes.
So you could solve the ADS-B problem with a Sky Beacon and a Sentry.
Mm-hmm. We can.
Boy, yep. That's incredible. Well, you know, we're so glad that we had this time to chat with you about this. But if people want more information about what UAvionics is up to, where would be the best place to go?
Well, if they're at the show here, we are in Hangar C. That is 3082 is the booth number. We'd be happy to chat with you over there. And on the web, it's uavionics.com, which is uavionix.com. And we have plenty of information on the Sky Beacon and all of our products there.
Chief Operating Officer from UAvionics, Ryan Brunn, we are so glad you spent some time with us today. You're listening to EAA Radio on 96.5 and 1210 AM.